Every believer has a voice, and it's the voice of victory.
My God has made a way for me.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory. I'm Gloria Copeland, and Pastor George Pearsons is with me today, and we're going to be talking about the untouchables.
Yes.
That's you and
yes,
me.
Yes,
hallelujah.
That's right.
That's
no,
good, George.
No evil.
No evil.
No calamity can
no
come
calamity.
Near our dwelling.
Amen.
Father, in Jesus' name,
thank
we just
you.
Pray over this time together.
Mm-hmm.
And I thank you, Lord, for this time that you've given with us, Gloria and myself.
Thank you.
Those who are watching us. And Father, we are walking in a realm of your prosperity, spirit, soul, body, financially, socially, in every way. And Father, I thank you that to walk a prosperous life is to walk a protected life.
Yes.
We are delivered. We are made free by the blood
thank
of the
you,
Lamb.
Lord.
And we receive our time together this week in Jesus' name.
Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
So, Gloria, we're talking about living in protection, God's divine protection. And I want to remind everybody that all of our notes that we're teaching from, they're available to you. Just go to kcm.org and they'll be available to you there. We've had over 500,000 downloads of our notes ever since you and I started teaching on the subject of prosperity 5 years ago.
That's awesome.
So people are hungry for this. They're desiring this. And we need your testimonies. Let us know what's happening to you, what's going on in your life. Send those to us. And then also, I want to remind everybody every day that on Friday, you and I are going to be receiving communion together. And so I want to remind you of this so that you can be prepared to take
yes,
communion with Gloria
us.
And me
Glory.
On Friday.
Hallelujah.
And just every time we take communion, we bring into remembrance everything that Jesus has done for
yes,
us.
Yes, amen.
And we've been redeemed from the curse of the law.
That's right.
We walk in the
no
blessing
curse,
of...
No curse, only blessing if
only
we're
blessing,
in Christ Jesus.
Only blessing. And... We're going to be looking here today at Psalm 91. Let me read a couple of scriptures, though. I didn't put these on your notes, but these are just a couple of scriptures that we were talking about last week. First of all, in 1 John 5:18, it says, "The wicked one touches him not." Now, that's where we receive the title for this, the untouchables. And then in Proverbs 19:23, it says, "The fear of the Lord leads to life. One rests content, untouched by trouble." Now, those were two scriptures. We read those last week, Gloria, and I just wanted to get everybody caught up to where we are
okay.
today in this. And today, we're going to be talking about something very interesting concerning our protection. The title of this, I call it Hidden in Plain Sight.
Good.
Like we are that. Hidden from the devil.
That's right.
He cannot touch us because he cannot see us. We are in the secret place.
We're in the secret
of the Most High.
Most High.
So, Gloria, let's
That's
take
good.
A look at this, and we'll start with Psalm 91.
Okay.
And it says here, "He who dwells," in verse 1, "He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty."
This now, is the Amplified.
Now, the Amplified, "He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall remain stable." I like that.
Yeah.
"Stable and fixed."
Unmovable.
Unmovable. Cannot.
Unmovable or immovable?
Immovable.
You can't move us.
Yeah, that's right. "He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall remain stable and fixed under the shadow of the Almighty, whose power no foe can withstand." And we find here, Gloria, in this Hebrew translation of secret place,
mm-hmm.
here are just some of the words that I found about this. It means to be hidden. It is a hiding place. It's a covering.
Ooh, hallelujah.
It's a shelter. It is our protection. And look at this one, secrecy from a slanderous tongue.
That's an interesting one, isn't it?
Secrecy from a slandering tongue.
How do you interpret that? How
well,
do you apply that?
Well, I would say people can say things about you and it will not affect you. It won't touch you. It won't come near you. You are in the secret place, protected.
Hidden place.
And we'll read this scripture in just a little bit, but there's a favorite word of mine that's used in the Old Testament, and it's pavilion. We are hidden in the pavilion. In this case, we're hidden in the pavilion from a slanderous tongue.
In a shelter.
In that shelter. We're protected from that.
Yes, that's good, George.
And no matter what is said about us, no matter what is said to us to try to stop us from what we're doing, we're in that place, that secret place of the Most High.
That's right.
The New Living Translation of verse 4, He will cover you with His feathers. He will shelter you with His wings. His faithful promises are your armor and your protection.
Amen. That's good.
So we are covered, Gloria. We are protected from the attack of the enemy.
I remember one woman who would just say, feathers, feathers, feathers.
Feathers. That's it.
Feathers, feathers,
covered
feathers.
Under the feathers.
That's right.
And I think about how that protection, you've heard of the Iron Dome in Israel. And every time from the Gaza Strip they shoot missiles over into Israel, that Iron Dome will intercept them and stop them and explode
in the air.
That's
a good analogy.
And it's a protection. It's a protection. So we have our own Iron Dome.
Good.
We have our own protection around us. And we are in the secret place
Amen.
Of the Most High. He can't find us. He can't locate us. He can't shoot his fiery darts at us. Why? Because we are really invisible to the devil. And we need to have a concept of that.
That's right.
Look at this scripture here in number 4.
And that works by faith just like everything else.
Well, it does. We have to believe that. We have to receive that. We have to walk in a place of divine protection, knowing that, having an understanding of that.
That's right.
In Hebrews 11:23, it says, by faith, Moses, when he was born, was hidden.
Hmm.
He was hidden.
That's right.
3 months by his parents because they saw he was a beautiful child and they were not afraid
no
of the
fear.
King's command. He was really dwelling in the secret place of the Most High. And that phrase, the secret place of the Most High, under the shadow of the Almighty, in that place we are in a really protective custody. We can't be touched.
Amen.
We can be out there in the world with everybody else and things going on all around us. And we'll be out there. And in the midst of all of that, we are in a place of God's supernatural protection.
Amen. That's right.
That's prosperity.
That's good. Amen.
That is prosperity. And this is a very interesting scripture here in Luke chapter 4. In this scripture, if you remember, Gloria, this is where Jesus came to Nazareth and he began to preach in the synagogue. He opened up the scrolls there, and he said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he's anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor, to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the year of Jubilee. And then he said to them,
which was the year of freedom.
The year of freedom. And he said to them, this day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears. And you remember there, he could do no mighty work because of the hardness of their hearts and their unbelief.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they were started saying things like, well, isn't that Joseph's son?
Who's he?
Yeah, who's he? What's he doing? They got so mad at him. They got so angry at Jesus. It says here in the NIV, all the people of the synagogue were furious when they heard this. They got up, drove him out of the town, took him to the brow of the hill on which the town was built in order to throw him down the cliff. But he walked right through the crowd and went on his way.
That's amazing. They got this great news. They're blessed. They're protected.
Yeah.
And they got furious.
They got furious with
people
it.
People don't change, do they? They, just,
they really don't.
I mean, through the centuries, that's been the way it is.
And you know, Gloria, as you
when
know...
When we started preaching prosperity, people
yes.
didn't... I mean, they got upset about it. Isn't that amazing?
It's just unimaginable.
Or healing.
People yeah,
used
or
to
healing.
Get upset about somebody preaching on healing, that God
yeah.
wanted you well.
We live in that secret place, Gloria. I was talking to a couple here who work on our crew. They're on camera right now, running camera. And they were sharing with me some things about a testimony before they got married. They were driving and got into a situation where they got hit, turned around, and were facing oncoming traffic. And there was a tractor trailer truck heading their way. Yeah. And they called on the name of Jesus. And supernaturally, that truck moved out of the way.
Praise God. Hallelujah. The secret place
the
of the Most High.
The secret place of the Most
what
High.
What about the Most High? That means there's not anybody or anything higher than
you're
the
right.
Most High.
That's right. There is no one higher, and we're set
or
aloft.
More powerful.
We are lifted up, literally lifted up and over the danger that is in this earth.
Praise God.
Jesus said, and he prayed this over us, don't take them out of the world, but separate them from the world. And so we are separated from the collateral damage of all that goes on around us. I mean, we hear testimony after testimony about people that have been involved in storms and hurricanes and tornadoes, which this week we're going to hear a tremendous testimony of one of our partners that a tornado tried to hit them, and they used their authority in the name of Jesus.
Praise God. That'll be great.
And that thing went right straight back up.
That's what happened in the airplane one day.
Could not. That's
we
right.
We saw a funnel coming down. It wasn't
that's right.
extremely close to us. It was in the distance a little bit. I'd never seen one before, and it started coming down. I said, you get back up there in the name of Jesus. That's our word.
Oh.
You got to talk to a storm. Wasn't that what Jesus did? Didn't he
yeah.
talk to a storm?
He talked
said,
to the storm.
Peace, be still. Well, I said, you get back up there in Jesus' name. And it went right back up.
And Jesus was exercising his authority over that, which on Friday, yes. that's the topic that we're
oh,
talking
good.
About.
That'll be great.
The authority of the believer. He
like
exercised
it.
His authority over that storm, stood up in the midst of the boat, like you said, said, peace be still. And it says there was a great
calm. Hallelujah. That's Jesus.
Hidden in the secret place of
our
the Most
Jesus,
High.
Jesus, our Lord, our Savior, our Deliverer.
You know, this scripture here that we were just talking about, where they took Jesus to the edge of the cliff and they were going to push him off. This was one of the places that we recently went to with Billy in Israel. I'd never been to Nazareth before. Nazareth right now is controlled by the Arabs as well as Bethlehem. And in all the times that I've been to Israel, we've never been to either of those places. Well, we had the opportunity this time to go. And we went up and we're showing some footage, just a little bit of that cliff that they took Jesus to. And from that cliff, you can look out and you can see Nazareth, the city of Nazareth all around, but it's on a very high pinnacle. And there sure is enough, surely enough, there is a place where they could have pushed him off and he could have been killed. And he just walked out from the midst of them.
Oh, man.
He disappeared.
Wow.
In their midst.
I've told you before about the woman that was in front of us on the freeway a few years ago. It's probably been 10 years now. And she had children in the car.
Yeah.
And we were right behind her. And something happened to her car or something. I don't know what happened. Anyway, her car was up like this. Here it's level on the ground. It was up like, it was going like this on its side. We were behind it. We said, you get back down there in the name of Jesus. And that went...
Oh, man.
I mean, see, we've got
that's
to help
right.
people.
That's right.
Because we know God. We have faith. That woman did not know how come she lived through that. But it was because of the Lord. Somebody spoke a word of faith, and it put that car
it
right
put
back
that
on
right
the ground.
Back where it was supposed to be. Well, that's where in Genesis when the Lord spoke the blessing over Adam. Be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth. Subdue it.
Uh-huh.
Have dominion over
that
it.
That means take authority, have dominion.
And that word subdue, it means if it gets out of line, put it back.
Does it really?
Yep.
I like that.
If it gets out of line, put it back. So we, in walking in that divine protection, in that place of supernatural,
yeah.
the supernatural hiding place that God has for us, that's what it is. That's what
good.
Scripture calls it. A hiding place.
Yeah, it does.
It does. And if you look at the second page there, Gloria, there's a scripture we'll take a look at.
I like that a lot.
In the 119th Psalm, verse 114, it says, Thou art my hiding place and my shield. We are in that place where we are. We're on that second page up there. Yeah. Basically, we can say, Lord, you're my hiding place. You're my hiding place. The devil cannot get to me. He cannot touch me. And let's take a look at some of these scriptures down through here. Read that first one, Gloria, Psalm 17, 8 and 9.
Keep me as the apple of the eye. Hide me under the shadow of your wings. From the wicked that oppress me. Hide me from the wicked that oppress me. Mm-hmm. From my deadly enemies who compass me about. This guy's surrounded.
Yeah.
It's an ambush.
Yep.
But he's hidden.
He's hidden. He's hidden.
Hallelujah.
Where is he? He's in the secret place. He's in the secret place of the Most
yes,
High.
Yes, amen. That's where we live.
When the enemy can't see you, when the enemy can't get to you, we are in the secret place of the Most High.
Amen.
We are hidden. We're hidden in that place. I'm looking. Let me jump back here for just a second in Psalm 91, where it says, he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High, he shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. To abide means to stay.
Yeah.
That's
in
where
the
we stay.
It says he remains stable.
Remains stable
fixed
and fixed. Yes.
Under that shadow.
Yes. We are protected. Gloria, we're protected everywhere we go.
We are.
We've been spending time just praying over the ministry and praying over our meetings and praying over our traveling. We are protected everywhere we go.
That's right.
We refuse to be in car accidents.
That's right.
And you know, there are some people that have the mentality, well, the big one's coming. The big one's coming. There's some people that think that. And they think to themselves when the big one...
There was a guy on TV that he was always having the big one. Was it Sanford or who?
Yes, yes. The big one. I got the big one coming. Well, don't prophesy that to yourself.
No, we're not having
don't
a big
say
one
that.
Or
we're
a
not.
Little one.
No, 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 no. We are redeemed from that. We dwell in the secret place of the Most High.
Amen. Hallelujah. That's good.
Wherever we go, we dwell in that secret place. Here in Psalm 27, 5.
But now, George, it's important that we not tolerate fear. Because
right,
we can't be
right
in fear and faith at the same time. So when we make our stand and then something happens, maybe around us or in the world or whatever.
That's right.
And fear tries to come in. You can't let it in. That's not the secret place.
No.
If there's fear, mm-mm, it's not the secret place.
Right.
So we don't tolerate fear. We believe God. If you get in a situation that you're having trouble holding on to your faith,
mm-hmm,
go back to the same scriptures where you got that faith and read about your well-being and your hidden place.
Yes, the hiding place.
All of the good things that the Word says about our security.
Praise God,
glory,
Gloria.
To God. Hallelujah.
That's so good. That is so
amen
good. Listen to her.
Listen to her. Is that what you said?
I said, listen to her. No, I didn't say don't listen. I said, listen
That's
to
true
her.
That's true. True. And also, you know, now there's a lot of talk about finances and how this
yeah
is going to be
yeah
bad and that crash. Yeah. Well, if you're a tither and a sower, that's not you.
No, it won't
in
touch
situation
you.
Situation. If you'll hold on to your faith,
it will not come near you.
We have been doing this a long time. There have been ups and downs,
yep,
and
yep,
good
that's
things,
right,
bad things
that's
in
right
the economy. But as long as we've been believing in tithing, we've survived it and done well.
Almost 50 years.
Yeah.
In 2017, the ministry will be 50 years old.
Wow. How about that?
I've been young.
Yeah.
And now I'm old.
And I've never seen.
Never seen the righteous forsaken.
Nope.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Let's look at a couple more scriptures here.
Now, when will we be 17?
We'll be 50 years old.
50 years
in
old.
In 2017.
2017.
Well, that's just
years
2 years
old
from now. Wow.
We should have a jubilee.
We should have a jubilee.
All right, that's going to be a jubilee year. I'm calling it.
And here we are, you know, 48 years later, and the ministry owes no man anything but to love him.
All these years.
All these years.
It's a miracle.
And I've been around 40.
Yeah, you were in charge for a long time.
I was in charge for a while, and we've had challenges here.
At the greatest time that we were, the hardest time we were having financially, weren't you in charge?
No, that wasn't me. Oh. No, yeah.
I mean, you didn't do it. You had to deal with it. You were not responsible for it.
But we got out of it, Gloria. Praise God.
We did.
The Lord protected us.
We stayed in
The Lord
in
helped
faith.
Us. We stayed in faith. I'm just thinking about all of the different things that the Lord has helped us in and protected
Praise
us.
Praise God.
Here, we got a couple of minutes left. We'll just go through these. Read that Psalm 31:20 there, Gloria, number 3.
You shall hide them in the secret place of your presence from the plots of men. Man may be after you, but man can't find you.
Can't find you.
Hallelujah.
No.
You shall keep them secretly in a pavilion from the strife of tongues. They may be talking bad about you. They may be saying, we're going to sue you. We've had that before.
Mm-hmm.
But we're hidden in the secret place.
Hidden in the secret
place.
Glory
to God.
Psalm 32:7 in the New Living. For you are my hiding place. You protect me from trouble.
Oh, hallelujah.
If you're in trouble right now, you take this scripture.
Yes.
Psalm 32:7, New Living Translation. You are my hiding place.
The Lord is our hiding place.
He protects
place.
You from trouble.
Yes.
And He surrounds us with songs of victory.
Start singing the song. Hallelujah.
Start singing the song.
Not of depression.
No,
not of
no,
doubt,
no, no, no,
not
no.
Not of unbelief, but victory.
Victory.
What does it say? This is the victory that
overcomes the world,
even our faith. Your faith will Praise overcome
God.
The world.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
This last scripture here, Colossians 3:3, we are hidden in Christ. It says, for as far as the world is concerned, you have died and your new real life is hidden with Christ in God.
Yes, we're in Him. Hallelujah.
And I like that Message translation, Gloria. It says, your old life is dead. Your new life, which is your real life, even though invisible to spectators, is with Christ in God. He is your life.
Hallelujah.
So we are, Gloria.
Praise
Father,
God.
In Jesus' name,
We're
I thank
so
you
grateful.
For this today.
Thank you.
We are protected in the secret place of the Most High.
All the time.
And the devil cannot touch us. He cannot see us. He cannot attack us in That's Jesus' right. name because we walk by faith and not by sight. Mm-hmm. And we receive our deliverance and our protection in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Good. Good work. George and I'll be right back.
You have a free resource to help you study and apply the Bible-based truths you just heard. Download the BVOV broadcast study notes today at kcm.org/notes. Collect the notes from each week and use them in a group Bible study. Use the message outline to teach from. Discuss the scriptures and key points with your family of believers. Gain understanding from all the teachings on the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Get the whole week of notes today at kcm.org/notes.
A bullet went through the top of our van with my entire family in it, and no one was touched.
I was diagnosed with aggressive breast cancer, and today I am cancer-free.
A flash flood caused our vehicle to hydroplane and flip into a ditch underwater. But we were able to escape unharmed.
As I left church Sunday morning, I died, but here I am today.
I've dealt with depression and suicide, but now I know God loves me and I have hope.
Discover how you can live totally protected through the Untouchables package. Request Gloria Copeland and Pastor George Pearson's two-week Bible study on DVD or MP3 along with their study notes. Also included is the bonus CD by Pastor George, Protection in Perilous Times, and Gloria Copeland's CD, Totally Protected. We are untouchable.
I am untouchable.
I am untouchable.
I am untouchable.
I am untouchable.
Live every day in God's circle of protection.
Request the Untouchables package by Gloria Copeland and Pastor George Pearson's. Yours free from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Go to kcm.org/TV special or call 800-600-7395. Discover how you can live confident and free from fear in God's circle of protection every day. This offer is good for 60 days. Outside the U.S., shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
You might be listening today and you've never been born again. You've never made Jesus the Lord of your life. Well, just say, Jesus, I receive you as my Lord and Savior.
Thank you, Father.
Tell him what I told him. Take my life and do something with it. I had no idea it would be this. But he's got a great plan already for you if you'll just get him involved. Your life is hidden in Christ. You have access to a secret place in God where trouble cannot touch you. you're safe, you're secure, and that if you're believing God and if you're staying in faith, and if you start listening to what the world says, you feed on the news instead of the Word of God, your faith will slip away. But if you'll stay in the Word and read those things that give you a future from the Word of God, the blessing will be on you, regardless of what happens. George, tell us about what the products are.
Well, that's what this Untouchables package is all about. We have all of the notes plus other information that you and I have not been able to cover on these broadcasts.
Good.
We have a message that I taught in here, Protection in Perilous Times. We have your message in here called Totally Protected. This is really good. I was listening to this the other day. And Gloria, you're good.
Well, thanks, George.
I just tell you, you're good.
I have to listen to that.
And then her book called Your Promise of Protection. This is all about the 91st Psalm.
This will
equip you to walk in a place of divine protection, to where you know by faith, you know exactly and precisely the will of God for us is to be protected wherever we go.
Praise God. Father, we pray for every person
listening. Yes, Lord. Thank you,
Jesus. We break the power of unbelief, of fear over their lives.
Thank you,
in
Father.
Jesus' name. And we believe with them for salvation, for safety, for protection, for the blessing.
Oh, thank you.
To overcome every situation that
Praise
comes
God.
Their way that's not good. Be blessed.
Praise
in Jesus',
you, Jesus'
name. Tomorrow, day 7, build yourself an ark. It's up to you, isn't it, George?
It is.
You're the one that decides how secure you are in this life. And God will move in any place that you give Him.
That's right.
This is Gloria and George reminding you that Jesus
is Lord.
To download or request a free copy of today's broadcast, go to kcm.org. 2021 is the year of the local church, a year of divine healing, divine health, divine prosperity, and divine recovery.
Take the word of faith wherever you go with the Believer's Voice of Victory magazine. Since 1973, KCM has delivered the Believer's Voice of Victory magazine worldwide. We're reaching nearly 400,000 people in 202 countries and territories on 5 continents. All absolutely free. Every magazine contains faith-building articles from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and other guest authors. Read encouraging stories from people like you in testimonies of real-life victory. Equip your kids with powerful tools for spiritual growth in Commander Kelly's Corner. With a variety of viewing formats available, sharing is easier than ever. Download a digital copy for your tablet or mobile device. Click on the interactive magazine option where you'll find bonus content, videos, and downloads. Sign up for your free monthly subscription or download your copy today at kcm.org.
Welcome to kcm.org, your study center for victory. Click Start Here to unlock answers on where to begin your faith journey. You'll find links to our most popular content and an overview of what kcm.org can do for you. Start there and don't stop exploring. Find a Bible-believing church home with the Find a Church feature. At kcm.org, we want to answer your questions, encourage you daily, and help lead you on the path to victory in your family, finances, emotional, and physical health. With things to watch, read, pray, and speak, kcm.org meets you where you are.